Good afternoon, 4 minutes past 4 o'clock. I'm Mike Roussel with KRCC and CPR News. A high-ranking Republican from the state legislature has jumped into the race to replace Congressman Ken Buck. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Representative Mike Lynch, who serves as minority leader at the Colorado House, has joined the crowded Republican primary field for the 4th congressional district. Lynch says he likes the job of legislating and has the experience needed to take it to the next level.
I've got a whole bunch of bills in this state with my name on them. Obviously, in being in the minority, you have to learn how to get things done, even though the odds aren't in your favor, and, you know, kind of a constant mission impossible.
There are 9 Republicans in the primary, including Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who is abandoning a run for re-election in her district to run in the 4th. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Donald Trump has officially asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review Colorado's ballot ban of the former president. The Colorado Supreme Court disqualified Trump from the GOP primary in a ruling last month. They found Trump had committed insurrection and is therefore ineligible to hold office again, according to the 14th Amendment. Trump's lawyers appealed that decision today. Legal experts widely believe the nation's highest court will have no choice but to take up the case. I'm Mike Roussel with KRCC and CPR News. Keep it tuned for All Things Considered. That is coming up next here. Looks like some snow showers in the offing for both Denver and Colorado Springs later tonight through tomorrow.